Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Monday, March 13th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Poland celebrated 24 years since NATO accession with a special illumination of the NATO and Polish flags on the facade of the presidential palace in Warsaw yesterday. On March 12, 1999, at a ceremony in Independence, Missouri, Poland, together with the Czech Republic and Hungary, officially became a party to the Washington Treaty and a member of the NATO military alliance. In a series of tweets on Sunday celebrating Poland's tenure in NATO, the Polish Defense Ministry praised Poland as a strong and reliable ally that is not only recipient but also a provider of security. Both U.S. President Joe Biden and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg have recently praised Poland for being a key partner in the alliance and for playing a leading role in supporting Ukraine in its war against Russian aggression. The genre-bending sci-fi comedy Everything Everywhere All at Once made history at the 95th Annual Academy Awards last night, taking home 7 awards, including most of the acting awards and the award for Best Picture and Best Director. Best Actress winner Michelle Yeoh, along with directors Daniel Scheinert and Daniel Kwan, dedicated her award to My Mother Who Is Watching the Gala in Malaysia and all other mothers in the world who are true superheroes. Germany's anti-militarist adaptation of All Quiet on the Western Front beat out Ao, Poland's entry in the Best International Feature Film category, and also picked up trophies for cinematography, original score, and production design. Brendan Fraser's role in Darren Aronofsky's drama The Whale won him an Oscar for Best Actor, while the Best Documentary Award went to the biopic Navalny, directed by Daniel Rohrer. Rohrer directed the award to Navalny and to all political prisoners around the world. Polish ski jumper Dawid Kubacki celebrated his 33rd birthday on Sunday with a coveted spot on the podium of the Ski Jumping World Cup in Oslo, Norway. Kubacki delivered jumps of 127 and 130 meters to capture his 37th career World Cup podium spot, coming in third behind Andrzej Leniszek of Slovenia and Stefan Kraft of Austria in first. Sunday's competition in Oslo marked the third leg of the Raw Air Series, which kicked off with qualifying rounds last Friday and consists of a record number of 18 jumps in 10 days. The series is part of the 2022-2023 Ski Jumping World Cup circuit, which features a total of 39 competitions, including 32 individual events in various countries. And in other sports news, top-ranked Polish tennis players Iga Świątek and Hubert Hurkacz have advanced to the third round of the prestigious WTA and ATP tournaments in Indian Wells, California. Świątek easily defeated American Claire Liu in the second round of the tournament in California on Saturday. Świątek will now face off against number 32 seed Bianca Andreescu of Canada at 2 a.m. Warsaw time Tuesday morning. Hubert Hurkacz, who beat out Australian Alexei Popirin in 2 sets on Sunday, also has a chance to advance to the third round today at 7 p.m. when he faces off against Tommy Paul of the United States. Despite being knocked out of the singles competition on Saturday, Magda Linette still has a chance to advance to the quarterfinals with her doubles partner, American Katie McNally. The duo is set to face off against the fourth-seeded Dutch-American team of Demi Schuurs and Desiree Kravchik at 7 p.m. Warsaw time this evening.
The weather.
Today will be mostly overcast with a good chance of rain showers during the day, accompanied by strong winds coming from the southeast. Temperatures will be noticeably warmer than yesterday, climbing to a high of 9 degrees centigrade or 49 degrees Fahrenheit during the day, with lows of 2 degrees centigrade or 35 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Even warmer weather is expected for tomorrow, with a good chance for rain showers in the late afternoon and evening. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.